Ferrari cost 600,000, stop playing with me. Hunters with the blue faces, feeling nipsy. Louis V briefcases, getting tipsy. Keep it with me, it's a murder if a nigga tempt me. The streets talking, you niggas know what it do. With some money, I could never imagine you. I be ducked off, I ain't got nothing to prove. I'm in Malibu with a nigga fool. 400.
What's up? Welcome back to the 400 Podcast, presented by Prize Picks. And you already know what's up. Today, we got another L.A. legend in the building, a multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy-nominated, an incredible father, a golf enthusiast, of course, and just so you know, right now, Blue Lips just debuted at number 13 on Billboard 200. We got Schoolboy Q, a.k.a. the first Who Would Have Fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What's going on? How you feeling, man?
I'm groovy, man. I feel good, man.
You're right. I like when everybody in that right space. How you feeling, YG?
I'm bowling. A little hungover, but I'm good, though, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all here. Hey, we all L.A. niggas, so let's just get right into the bullshit of it. What is it like being from Hoover, man?
Hey, man. You know, like any other thing, you know what I'm saying? It's, you live it, and shit, I ain't know. You know what I mean? I don't really, like, talk about that type of shit.
That's good. I like the way
You know, I think people... At this point in my life, then everybody know where I'm from. And like you said, when you introduced me, dad and shit, I like to go by that more than anything. People already know where I'm from. Like, and that shit is, you know, I'm really that. So it's another chapter in my life. But, you know, ain't nobody no dropout or nothing. But I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? That should be like police shit talking about. I ain't no damn police. I ain't giving a motherfucker no clues about who Vovi. Right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no it. Clues going on around here for me, on my
niggas
side.
Niggas is on grown man status.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
respect the way you answered that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the people who really from this shit, that really was born in it, the way we view it is different. As you grow, I feel like you've been in it your whole life. At some point, if you don't transition over, then you was never really in it because you know what come with this shit. And the reason I say that is they say that people in the Army, they never be the same if they lose three friends in the Army. And that's the fucking Army.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking about like some street shit, it's more so like, I wish we can heal from it because I know if a nigga in the Army lost three friends and his mind would never be right, I know for sure I had a year, I lost eight. You probably had a little, you lost seven. So when I'm speaking on it, I just want to see like the growth. That's my mind frame of it. Like to see you say like, I ain't talking about that shit like that, but niggas know what it is.
Yeah.
That's a respectable answer.
Yeah.
And the next. Yeah, that's a respectable answer. The next question I have for you is Jim Dandy's or Louisiana's?
Louisiana's right now. I don't think I had Jim. No, wait, Jim Dandy's. Oh, yeah, I had Jim Dandy. Ooh. You tripping. I'm going to go Louisiana, though.
I'm going Louisiana.
But Louisiana you fuck with? Which one you fuck with?
Manchester.
That Manchester one do hit. I need a Manchester, snack pack right now. Yeah.
Manchester.
But y'all been from two different sides of L.A. Like, how did y'all even connect?
Music.
Oh, yeah, music for sure.
Music. This motherfucker was jerking. Like not saying jerking, but, like, meaning jerking, like, popping. Like, this motherfucker was popping, like, in 2009. 2010, he had this shit jerking like the whole city, bro. He was going up for a while. You couldn't deny. You get what I'm saying? Like,
that's crazy.
Like, Cub was going up. You couldn't deny it. And I was just, you know what I mean? I was on some rapidy shit. And we both respected like each other craft. Me and him been homies for years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We was literally, when I was making Oxymoron, he was next door. Working on my crazy life. That's how I got on my crazy life.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? No excuses.
Yep. We was right next door to each other working on two albums that changed our life.
Two classic albums.
Think about that. Like, I was working on Oxymoron because I was working on my crazy life. My room.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? He got his blood homies there. I got my homies there. I really be running solo most of the time, though.
Yeah, that nigga pulled up solo today.
Yeah, I show up solo.
Yeah, he pulled
today.
Up dolo today. I'm
pretty much, that's just how I moved, though, since he known me. I be having my homies with me, but for the most part, I be solo everywhere I go. Just easier to move in and out.
Yeah.
I can give you a little Irish goodbye when I want. Exactly. You feel me? I ain't got to worry about, you know what I mean?
Ain't really got to get no hug, shake no hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
yeah.
I can just leave and nobody would know. You know what I'm saying?
I be moving like that too.
And, yeah.
And like, motherfuckers be thinking I be crazy, but I be like, you know what I'm saying? Being an artist and shit,
yeah.
Living this life, you be around a lot of people a lot of times. So when I be having my moments that I can be by myself, I'm with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm like, you feel me? You catch me in the mall. Like you catch me doing some shit. Nigga, this nigga by himself? Yeah, I'm by myself.
Yeah.
But I'm in and out. I'm real swift.
Oh, God.
I'm real swift, mask on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hood
yeah.
on.
Yeah, you master the art.
I'm swift. But niggas be knowing by the way a nigga walk or something.
On
the
real.
How the fuck you know? Like, yeah. I'm masked up. Like, fuck are you talking about?
They know your demeanor, your body language.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit.
But you got the gangster stroll all through that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You,
you got to walk.
You got to walk off like a no watch. I can see you from a mile away. Like, that's Jizzle right there, bro.
That's crazy.
But no, man, me and this fool, bro, been homies for years, homie, and we always show love. Like I say, like, I always say it, like, our us coming up together in L.A., like, it was never no, like, oh, he on, we trying to battle with this person to get on, like, or trying to hate or right. trying to slight somebody, no sneaky stuff, none of that. All of us can coexist out here and do it. Plus, we was all doing different shit. Right. Like, I'm more so on the nerdy side of the gangster rap shit. Like, I'm like, you know, he's more like traditional
I'm in
LA.
Party.
Like,
I'm in a party.
I'm claiming a party.
I'm banging white.
I'm in a fuck shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's my life, though. Like, I love to party. Like.
Exactly. And me, I'm a nerdy street motherfucker. It is what it is. And that's how.
That's dope,
my
though.
Music. I ain't scared to be like who I am, like, you know, and he ain't scared to be who he is. And we both respected the art form. And we just been homies our whole time. And we always supported each other. You know what I'm saying? Never no smoke, never no nothing. Always like love, bro. Like,
all the time.
The whole LA. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
At
we
that
like.
Time, especially at that time.
Yeah, we really did at that time, for sure.
At that time. Like, I feel like where we at now, again, is where we was at back at that time. Like, we was all, like, coming up at the same time, and the West Coast was in a place to where it wasn't nobody out
nobody
here. No motion.
Game.
So we was like.
It was a few cats, though. Like, shout out Problem.
It was the game.
Shout out Tyga.
No,
Tyga.
I'm saying, like,
what?
Who really was, like.
Oh, from the
popping after the game.
Okay.
We didn't have like no,
true.
Nobody.
It was a little gap there. It was a gap there.
And then we all start
Boom.
Doing our shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, Tigers, Nipsey's. You know what I'm saying? You, Kendrick, nigga,
Tyler, now.
Tyler,
then was moving.
Exactly. We was all hungry. We was like, nah, nigga, we gotta turn shit up, and the city started like shit start. You know what I'm saying? Happening, but you gotta think from like the game and J-Rock. Nigga, after that, it was like quiet for like a minute. You know what I'm saying? And like, I think with that, like, I think like everybody in the city was just on like, nah, nigga, we on some LA shit. We gotta get this shit popping. Like, niggas ain't hating on nothing. Nigga, we all, nigga, we linking up. You know what I'm saying? And doing whatever, turning this shit up.
I feel like y'all make this style of music I call like gangster stadium music.
Yeah.
Most music can't be played in a big old stadium. Y'all make like that perfect sound of music where it's like, you can play it at a house party holding the wall, but guess what? It can be 50,000 in the crowd going crazy at the same time with the same lyrics, same beats.
Yeah.
So it's like gangster style stadium music. I think that's dope. Yeah. Like, speaking of music, let's get into the album Blue Lips.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration behind the album?
I worked on that album during COVID, man. That album was. I was just on some black shit, and just when I first started it, I was like, but I'm black, y'all. You know that CB4 thing? And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, and they black, and they black, y'all. I was on that. But that motherfucker, when I first started that motherfucker, and then I kind of like drifted off. And I was like, we had a bunch of those albums. How can I reflect something about my life? You know what I mean? And that's when I put it together. And took me a while, longer than expected, but COVID did a lot, shift a lot of things, and I'm not a COVID rapper really. You know what I'm saying? And it just came together, bro. I just stayed, kept going to the studio, just wouldn't stop. Cause I didn't want to lose it. I was like, I didn't want to lose it. Cause I was just in the pen. I'm like, oh, I'm doing something else and I don't want to get out this pocket. So I just stayed there for years, just years and years and years. And then it just came together.
I think it was like, it was like 2020. And we like, okay, we getting Schoolboy.
Yeah.
And it was like, what happened?
COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then it was just locked down. And I'm like, and I remember I was talking to people and they was like, yeah, bro, don't do it. You ain't a COVID rapper. We can't tour this, that, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
know what I mean? Yeah. The shit you talk about. You know, the motherfuckers in your ear.
Probably no, but it's like, you feel me? That shit was a fact. Like, I be telling niggas all the time, like because I was on the same shit. Like, the music I'm making now and I'm about to put out, I couldn't make that shit during COVID. Like, I couldn't even make that type of music. Like, I couldn't do it because the lifestyle wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga wasn't really living that life like that. Like, and people wasn't really all the way outside in California. It was really shut down. You feel me? Niggas was having their little functions. But in order to put out like a record, like some party shit, and it worked during COVID, like you had to be on TikTok type shit. And I'm like, I wasn't doing that. So
That's out.
Yeah, so nigga was just like, yeah, I gotta wait for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta wait till this shit get back right.
I thought it was like, I was like 2020, I'm like, okay, we're getting Schoolboy. I thought it was like how TDE roll a music out. I'm like,
well,
maybe it got stopped because of how TDE roll a music
out. Nah, look, that's a thing too. Motherfuckers gotta stop that. Bruh, they be giving Top and them hell. I'm gonna be honest, that's us. Bruh, you think Top is telling Kendrick and SZA to fuck me? Kendrick and SZA, you think he's gonna tell them you only can drop one album in 5 years? The two of the biggest artists, he ain't gonna get no chicken if he don't.
They don't, you know, hold the two best back.
And you know what I mean? I think we just like cuckoo in the head, bro. And I think we all got similarities in the shows. Zay didn't drop in 5 years. I didn't drop in 5 years. SZA didn't drop in 5 years. Dot didn't drop in 5 years. It done hit five for Rock. You get what I'm saying? I think we have something in common, and it's not Top. I don't see how he gains anything from doing that. And me being at 37, I'm going to be honest with you, Top. I wouldn't allow you to fucking, like, I love you, dog.
I love you.
You my pops. He like my pops. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm for death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Top is like my pops I never had. So, like, I'm going nowhere, but we gonna be arguing like a motherfucker if you making me wait 5 years between albums and it's not by my choice. I'm 37 with kids and shit. Like, I gotta go home and gotta be told, like, what to do and shit. Hell no. Nah. Like, that ain't going down like that at this point in my career. But, you know, he doesn't gain nothing for that. We have a fucking mental illness. Everybody on that label.
I think
we got caught up in trying to perfect shit a little bit and probably took a little too long. I think we did a little too long. I'll be honest. We took a little too long.
Yeah, but like I told you off camera, I'm okay as a fan of the music waiting if you're going to do what you just did.
Yeah.
Don't make me wait and then I'll be on the album. I'm skipping through the album, and I'm like, what the fuck I wait for? But what you did.
I appreciate that.
Y'all should set the bar high at TDE for, like, albums, because, you feel me, y'all known for putting together, like, you know what I'm saying, great bodies of work, and like, real albums and shit. So, you feel me, the bar was set high by y'all niggas, though, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But
from the start.
I ain't gonna lie, but at the beginning, Top did push us hard. Like, nah, we need hits. We need woo-wops. We need bop-bops. You know, at the beginning, he was all on us like, nah. You know? But he wasn't saying push the album back. I mean, well, kinda, but like, man.
Make it right.
Make it right for, look, there's no difference from July to October. It's the same year. try to give me a hit from July through October. You get what I'm saying? It's a business, and we trying to get our shit jerking. We got to get something generated before we start trying to act like we just, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you can give do your artsy album, but you got to give me like two at least. That's, you know, that was his motto, and it was like, it worked out for
us. That's the right motto, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it worked out for us. I'm not, me personally, I would never tell the artist to come out the way how I'm moving, like, don't come out with a Blue Lips first. You got to put, you know, 3-4 of them joints on there when you're just coming out.
What you mean? Like, explain that a little bit, because I hear what you, I understand what you're saying.
You got to get in the league, motherfucker, before you start saying what you want to, who you are and all that. You got to get in the league and put up some joints. Like, motherfucker, got to hoop.
Got to ask some
You feel me? Like, like before you start demanding shit and doing, like, bro, you better get your ass in the league first. You and I, you in the G League, or you like, you know what I'm saying?
D2, you demanding?
You Division II talking like you, you know what I mean?
Like you a guy.
Yeah, like you ain't even, you D2. So don't even come out, you know what I mean? That's, so I respect it, you know what I mean? And it worked out for us. I sold hella records. So from singles to albums, like, blessed because of that. You know, somebody in my corner that's just pushing me. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
And then, you know,
now I'm at to the point where I'm still going to be banging slaps and I'm still going to be making hits. But I'm more so about the art and the album right now, because I feel like the album is being lost. So
thanks.
It's up to, for people like me, like, me personally, when I look at from the street perspective and the gangsters, members, I don't think we'll ever get in My Crazy Life again. Just because the way motherfuckers is pumping out music. Mm-hmm. It's like, you motherfuckers is in the streets and you got a cold story. Like, this is a whole different era of, like, game banging. Like, you can tell a whole nother side of it. Right. Like, you feel me? Like, you don't have to, like, look at why YG gave you the blueprint. For the motherfuckers that's coming up, like, on that level with the party and the club, the functions and the shit the homies gonna bang.
Yeah,
like,
tell your own story.
He gave the blueprint for that. Like, and motherfuckers should follow it. Just like Snoop gave him the blueprint. Just like Quick gave him the blueprint. Motherfucker, if you think, motherfucker, y'all better watch this YG shit. Listen to those albums. And get some of that work.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? And if you coming from my side of it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you better pay attention to get some of that work. Shout out to Vince Staples. He always showed me love.
Sure.
He on the nerdy side of it with me too. We on some artsy shit. But everybody know where we from.
But he telling the story from
his
point
perspective.
Of view. Yeah,
he ain't trying to be YG.
Exactly.
Nips, he ain't trying to be these other cats. He's authentically who he is, and he's not scared to be that. And I'm not scared to be that. Nisha, you know, he not. But it's a lot of people coming up, and I just don't see them putting in quality of album. I'm sorry.
No,
you know, and I ain't trying
sorry.
To hate,
no,
but I'm just saying I don't see it. But if they, but, you know, once I do see it, motherfucker gonna get out that, you know what I mean? We're gonna show praise and love to it.
Because
I want to see it, but, like, motherfuckers got to make some albums, homie. Like,
you don't know who going to hear this and be like, damn, that's what I need to do. Because I feel like a lot of dudes ain't doing their homework on the music and going back like you was making
Oxymoron. That's what I'm saying.
Like you was making Oxymoron. You going back and listening going, God damn, oh, that's what made Murder Was the Case that.
Yeah.
That's what made this that. This what made this that. So go back and do your homework. You're not saying nothing wrong, of course. Like, even now, like with Blue Lips, like, you got bangers and bangers and bangers on there. My favorite shit, I know my favorite shit. What's your favorite shit on the album?
My shit is always some depression shit. Like, me talking about House Full of Drugs and it be like that. House Full of Cars and it be like that. You know, me just being depressed, like, feel sorry for me ass motherfucker. You know what
it's
I mean?
How you vent, though,
like,
how
you know what I mean? But it's just like, you know, I always rapped about drugs my whole life, taking drugs. And now I'm like, I don't do drugs, clearly. I'm Benjamin Button. But, you know what I'm saying? I don't rap about drugs. I don't do drugs no more. So it's like, the same way I put it out there, I have to put the sober part out there. So on my last album, I was talking about being sober. It's like, it's not nothing new.
Like, how long you been not doing drugs for?
Like 2018.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. Shit, that's a dog.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, and drugs is not, like, Alcohol not included in the drug.
Yeah, and alcohol not included.
Okay.
I just recently quit alcohol. I just smoke weed. I do some shrooms.
I feel like alcohol harder to quit than drugs.
Definitely harder to quit. Nigga, I stopped for like 3 months and then like a nigga just been back fucking up lately and shit, man. Life been lifing, you know?
On the real.
Life been lifing. Like I never, like I heard that quote a lot and I said, I'll never say that type of shit.
Now life, like a motherfucker.
Motherfuckers got kids. Motherfuckers got priorities. Motherfuckers gotta pay this, gotta pay that.
Life be life, you hear life, like god damn.
But I be looking at this shit, like look at this shit. Life be life.
I put up to this motherfucker and then this shit, look at this shit.
Like how far we came, like we was just talking, bro.
Yeah.
We was getting some money then. We was already getting money before we was in. Put our debut albums out. We was already pulling up your whips.
Having music before that.
But like, we like really, like as I look at this, like, bruh. Like, oh God, don't you be waking up? Like, I was just saying it in when I did an interview with Head, right? I'm like, bruh, every time I go to my bathroom when I wake up, I be like, damn, this a big ass bathroom. Like, you feel me? Like, so what the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, we blessed, bro, like how far we came. Like, look at this shit, bro. You just gave me a tour of this motherfucker, bro. Like this is insane to me. Like bro,
we was literally next door.
Like, you know what I mean? You had the, with the Panamera. And I had the 911. He's talking about my Panamera shit. No, that 911. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I just talking shit.
I honestly feel like you was getting at me. Like, why you slick miss me?
Never.
I got the 911. And he saw me pulling up in that motherfucker. He was watching that. I'm like, he took it back. But that was 2016.
No, man. That wasn't bitch.
That album, too, still brazy.
Ooh.
You don't fuck with Still Brazy? I fuck with certain parts of it, but you gotta understand, like,
oh my god, that's yeah. So
wait, no, what, you don't fuck with Still Brazy? Say it.
That whole album, shit, bro, that shit was hard.
Oh, like nigga, I did that hard. Album, bro. You feel me? I was in a dark ass place when I made that album. Okay. My album wasn't even supposed to sound like that. Like, nigga, I was
just grimy. I like,
nigga, bro, I was like, I started recording that album like right around the time I got shot and shit. So like I was just going through all that shit, and then like how everything happened, it was just all tricky and shit. Yeah. And then I fell out with the homies. Yeah. It's just I'm beefing with the homies. Like, nigga, I was in a dark ass place. You feel me? I had my newborn daughter, but it was just dark, nigga. Like, and you feel me? I was making like shit that I didn't even wanna, you know what I'm saying? I was trying to be on some other shit.
Yeah.
But it was like, it wasn't there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel you.
So I had to do the dark shit, but I don't really like, I fuck with it. Like, I respect it.
Yeah.
I respect the album, but like, you know me, I'm the nigga, the function. I want to be in the function. I feel like that album wasn't the function. Like,
you got a favorite song on Blue Lips? He crazy. His bangers. Thank God. You got to go back and listen. Thank God for me.
Thank God for me.
Hey, that's my shit.
Like, I'm listening to that shit daily now. It's a part of my flow. It's a part of my routine. Like,
that's my shit. I put it on in the gym. I slide to it.
That's what's
I ain't had sex to it. I don't think that's
the
only
thing. That's when you locking in. That's when you know. So you make a playlist. You curate a playlist.
Fucking a bitch. Thank God for me.
How you go?
I just let him know. I fuck with it on them levels. I fuck with it. But I just ain't had sex to it. That's the only one that I ain't did. You know what I'm saying? Like to that.
Hey, now that you're big in the game like this, when you see LeBron. You got everybody posting your shit, like,
bruh.
Is that still, like, feeling stamped by them?
Hell
is that still something?
Yeah, what is LeBron James? Like, I respect greatness, bro. Anybody that's great, show me love, that shit is like, I still be meeting my idols and be geeked up. Like,
hell yeah.
How y'all handle that when y'all meet a motherfucker? You like, man, cool.
man, that shit is just like, bruh, like, you know, I just try to be normal as possible, but I be geeked. Every time I see 40 at the Niner game,
man,
yo, Trey Nass. Every time I, yeah, mother, yo, Trey Nass. Fucking
No, I'm not a traitor, bro. Nigga, I was a Rams fan first. Don't ever get fucked up.
Nah.
Swear to God.
Since I know you, you Niners. Nah, I'm on your ass.
No, but you ain't know me.
Hey, 40, nah. I told you I was going to get you. Look.
Nah, hold on.
Nah.
Fuck that.
I'm calling my pops.
I'm calling my pops, nigga. Nigga, I'm a Rams fan first.
Nah,
nigga.
He was a Niner
fan. I'm going to give you the whole story.
You coercing Pops to do it?
Oh, homie.
Hey, Pops.
What?
I got a question. I got a question.
What's the question?
Hey, when was we Rams fans?
Shit, when was we Rams fans? When the Rams was Rams. L.A. Rams.
Hey, Pops, when was we Niner fans, though? What about that era?
Hey, when did the Rams...
What about that era?
Hey, he wouldn't even know that. Hey.
I ain't never been a Niner fan. I mean, I root for him.
Nah, I'm talking about your son.
Nah, he...
Yeah, that's between y'all. The 80s, man.
Hey, but Pops, though, what was my first football team?
It should have been the Rams. Rams and the Raiders.
And the Raiders.
You got three phone calls.
No.
Edit it
nigga,
out.
Hey, listen.
You got it. You got it, bro. You got it.
No.
All right, listen. Pops, good looking. You served him.
Never.
You served him.
No damn Ram.
Hey. I'm going to hit you. Hey, look, no, nigga, I was a Rams fan, nigga, since I was a little nigga, right?
Right.
Boom, Rams, nigga. Rams, nigga, SC Trojans, nigga. Nigga, Chicago Bulls, you feel me? That was my shit from, nigga.
Wait, a Laker fan, I be forgetting.
No, nigga. Bro. Nigga, Michael Jordan, nigga, Chicago Bulls, nigga. Okay. Hey, so listen, right, I was Rams fan, you know what I'm saying, my whole life, right? You feel me? I start doing the music shit, we rapping and shit. All the shit. The homie made it to the league from LA.
Yeah.
Like a nigga that we knew, like Mustard and everybody, you know what I'm saying? He was like a homie, like, right? So, like, he started inviting us to the games. My nigga Deshaun Ghostin, you know what I'm saying?
Deshaun Ghostin. Yeah,
you feel me? So, he started inviting us to the games. It's like, nigga, it's like 2012, 13. Yeah. So, we like, nigga ain't never been to a football game, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? Nigga, we going. So we start pulling up. Nigga, we going to the games, nigga. So we become Niners supporters, you know what I'm saying? On some LA shit, like, you know what I'm saying? He made it out.
Yeah.
He started inviting us, you know what I'm saying? We meet, nigga, all the players, nigga, we walking on the field. We young niggas, we ain't never did this before.
Yeah.
So, nigga, we like, oh, we fucking with the Niners. Nigga, Cap, Frank Gore, Crabtree, all
they
the niggas.
They had a squad.
No, but I'm saying, they all fucking with niggas before we really popped off. You feel me? This is like mixtape days type shit.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They showing niggas love, like, nigga, like, love, right? So we showing love back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Respect, love. Mm. You know, 49ers, California love.
Yeah,
and
at the
time, nigga, the Rams was still in St. Louis. So, nigga, we was fucking with the Niners on some California shit. Right? Boom. When the Kaepernick shit happened, you know what I'm saying? I felt like all that shit was scandalous and was shady and all that. So I'm like, man, I ain't fucking with the Niners, nigga.
Hey, man, what they don't talk about is shout out to Kaepernick. He gave me some good.
Shout out to Cap, nigga.
First off,
fucking with the Niners. I don't know how you still fuck with him.
Shit, you crazy. He gonna try to throw the black shit on me.
Yeah. I'm a real nigga.
I'm a real nigga. Cap, I still
with rock with you, Cap.
I took a knee with
I
Cap.
Still don't finish.
I took a knee with Cap, nigga. Nigga, that's what I did, nigga.
Hey, man.
And then, nigga, my team, since I was a little nigga, came back to the city, and my nigga TG, my nigga Todd Gurley from the Rams, he been tapped in with me since he was in college. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I fuck with your shit.
I remember that. Todd Gurley loved you.
So, nigga, he got drafted, went to the Rams, he like, nigga, we finna come to LA. I'm like, oh, nigga, it's up.
Yeah.
Nigga, nigga, it's up, nigga.
Hey, nah.
Nigga, LA Rams, nigga. And we put you niggas out in the motherfucking NFC Championship, nigga, 2021, 2022. Put you niggas out, nigga, and got the chip at the crib. And you niggas can't win, and y'all ain't won one since, nigga, the 90s, nigga. Now what?
We own y'all, though.
Yeah, no, you not.
We own y'all. Bro, no, that's our not. Stadium.
Nigga
tried
to blast me. Now I'm on his
ass.
I can't say nothing. I'm a pack
on his ass, nigga.
Both of y'all teams done beat the shit out of mine, so I can't say nothing.
Who you like?
Hey, I'm a Packer fan.
Oh, yeah. Don't even worry
that's
about it.
That's why I just, I'm out of my business. I'm just laughing at the jokes.
You got it.
I'm just laughing at the jokes.
Yeah. Hey, but nah, hey, shout out to Cap. But let's be honest, though. Before the knee, he was underperforming.
Oh, he was doing shit.
Nah, he wasn't.
I mean, he was.
I'm a Niner. I'm a diehard Niner.
His numbers did decline after that.
He wasn't playing up to par. It wasn't just him taking a knee. Harbaugh expressed how he supported him and everything. Let's just let the record reflect.
The people above him.
It ain't nothing he can do, bro.
And he took that money.
I'm going off what was on social media.
Like, I fuck with Cap.
No, shout out to Captain for what he stood for.
I fuck with Cap. He stood for something.
Oh, God.
I was rocking with that.
I'm just being honest.
On the shit,
he was underperforming, and he took the bread.
Yeah.
But peace to him, though. Peace and love, huh?
I would have took the bread too.
I'm not
the
saying
NFL
nothing,
don't
you know what
I
mean?
Ain't saying
I'm
nothing
not,
with the
yeah,
bread.
Nothing
I'm
wrong with that.
Let the record reflect.
Yeah, we letting the record reflect. But you know what I'm saying? The whole like, oh, he blackballed, you took the money.
I would have took the money too, because in the NFL, they don't love niggas.
They don't.
It's a scandalous.
They don't.
You know
they don't.
Situation. So I would have took the money too.
So we can't even use that situation to justify it.
Especially
when the coach said he behind him.
Exactly.
We get a lot of people to change their mind on what teams they want to root for. Could we ever get you to change your mind
on leaving the Niners?
No.
To
rethink the Black Hippie albums.
Hell no. Man, that's extra wash.
What's the reason why? Though, like, I want the core reason. Don't say, oh, we ain't do that. The core reason why it could never happen. You got four niggas who I feel like sonically, boom.
We never was all on the same page. We all did different stuff. J-Rock, dude, we from the same world, but we all be on our own time. J-Rock on his own time, Saul on his own time, Dot on his own time. I'm on my own time. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I think we never really wanted to make that album. People were like trying to make us to make that album, but we take 5 years. One album. Yeah. So y'all telling us to put all of us in the studio, motherfuckers, that's slow as fuck. Man, that shit gonna be weak as fuck. And I just don't, I really don't be working with the homies like that. I like to stand like by myself, you know what I mean, as an individual. I work when it presents itself, but for the most part, I don't like forcing things.
Me neither.
You know what I mean? I love the homies to death. Everybody know that. Like we blood, bro. We don't got no same mama, no same dad. But trust me, we all like brothers. Homie, ain't no, you know, even though Dot not TDE no more, but shit, he's still TDE.
Brother, I don't
he's still
nothing.
TDE. Yeah. That's just paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Like shit, good for him. You know what I mean? But
so when we did do the 10-year anniversary for My Crazy Life, we chimed you in. You was on a golf cart.
Oh, yeah.
You talking your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You golf
I appreciate
times
that,
a week.
Too.
No problem, bro. I golf. As of recently, I've been golfing a lot. But before that, I had slowed down a little bit to like wrap the album up and stuff. So I'm super trash right now. But right now, I'm back to golfing pretty much every day. I mean, it's just cool, like, wake up, hit the gym, go golf, work out with my daughter, go home, chill with the family, and you know what I'm saying? Do it again. Like, yeah, right now, I'm on that, like, just making up time, because when I'm in the studio, and I kind of neglect a lot of things.
That's
like,
crazy.
My family and shit, and that shit, you don't even realize it. Years go by, and you've been neglecting shit, and you like, all right, I got to catch back up a little bit. and be around and just, you know, get the laughs back going and be daddy again. And let's go here, let's go there. I'm here, I'm near. I'm going to take you. Oh, I'm going to be there. All right, here I come. You know what I'm saying? All that. So I'm doing that right now. So I got a little schedule. It's only been a month. And I'm already trying to get back into the studio. That's why I'm like, damn. That hey, one so, verse so, I said, sometimes you got to be a deadbeat when the kids got to eat. It's like,
that's fuck. On the, hey, when you said that, bro, that yeah. shit hit me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I be feeling bad. And that's, it's crazy you, like, talking about this shit. Because, like, a nigga really ain't really talking to nobody about that shit yet. But, like, I be on the same shit.
Yeah.
And I be like, damn, should I feel bad or... That's just what come with this shit. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, to be successful and to get to wherever you trying to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, we already successful, but, yeah. like, niggas got goals. Like, this ain't enough. Niggas yeah. want more, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's going to take whatever it take. And, like, I be feeling bad, you know what I'm saying, sometimes and shit, because I be, like, gone. Like, right now, like, nigga, I'm in wrapping the album up mode, and yeah. I'm shooting videos, I'm getting all my shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing that. And I feel like I can't be a dad right now.
Yeah.
I really feel like that. Like, nah, I ain't on that. Like, not like that. But I really be like, I'm like, nah, I need to stay over here. I need to stay in this world.
Yeah.
And shit. And I be feeling bad though.
Comes with it.
But it sound like I'm not the only one.
Nah, we all do. If you're a good God. If you're a good dad.
If you're a good dad, you don't feel like that. You'll feel bad.
You know what I mean? There's some motherfuckers
don't
give a fuck.
If you're a good dad, you'll feel that. You know what I'm saying?
There's literally some motherfuckers I don't give a fuck. And they just rapping and going about their day. They don't give a fuck. Give some presents and go on. But you know what I'm saying? You got to be present. But for the most part, feeling like that is a good thing because you care. And you're going to get it right and you're going to be keep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking with it and doing what you got to do. It come with this shit, though. It come with it. Like, you know, my daughter know, she been, you know, it's my oldest, she knows what's up.
Okay.
Like, cause she really my road dog. Like, you know, you remember I used to always have her with me.
Yep.
That's my road dog, so she get it.
Yeah. What is it like being a girl dad?
Oh, it's dope, bro. I couldn't see it no other way. Like, I just don't see it no other way. I love my girls, dog. Like
we got daughters, but we don't have a teenage daughter, so can like,
yeah,
I was just asking how that's like a teenage daughter.
15, homie, high school. So now it's boys. It's, you know what I'm saying? And she really, really good at soccer. So a lot of things that can distract her. So now she basically, I remember who I was at 14, 15.
Yeah.
I was a piece of shit. You feel me? So... she's doing good for herself. She's doing a lot better than me. I mean, granted, she got a dad and shit, but and I didn't. But she's doing a lot better than me. Got her head on her shoulders and she's focused on soccer. And I appreciate her for doing that because she's been working at it since she was 6, 5. And for her to still have that passion and want to go to play in college.
That's far.
And focus on that and training 5 days a week.
That's a lot.
You know what I'm saying? And playing on the weekends. And then literally, since she was 6, no vacations, no.
That's far.
No, none of that. Motherfucker go bust a move. I don't really call them vacations. Motherfucker bust a move for a few days, but just all work. You know what I'm saying? It's the sacrifices you got to make. And you the oldest. And I tell her that too. Like, oh, well, you was born first.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh, well. Set an example.
You know what I'm saying? You got to set the example for yourself and your little sister. You know what I mean? And you got to, you know, when you leave this house, you're a representation of me and your mama. You know what I'm saying? So when you go out there, you know what I'm saying? And if people notice, the last few years, I stopped doing, that's why it was important for me to get off drugs and clean up a little bit and do shit because I didn't want to get that image to my daughter when her friends see me on camera and shit and like doing certain things. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like they fully know what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like clean it up and be like an adult a little bit for my kids and shit. So set the example for her so she know not to disrespect me, and I won't disrespect her. I won't be painting my nails and shit and doing shit.
I hope you put that same dedication that you tell her to put into sports into like eventually trying to go on a PGA tour one day. And speaking of sports, of course, we do have a segment on the show we like to call More or Less. That's presented by Prize Picks.
Yeah, yeah.
Prize Picks is the number one in daily fantasy sports. And also, right now, if you download the app and you use promo code 400, they're going to match you up to $100 on your first deposit. So right now, all you got to do is download the Prize Pick app and go ahead and do some More or Less. Now, look, the first question I have for you, this is how the More or Less game works, per se. So I ask you a question like, do we need more or less celebrity golf games? And you'll say, no, we need more of that. All right, man, niggas need to stay off the grass.
Yeah.
So the questions I'll ask you, just answer more or less.
All right.
So more or less collab albums.
Less.
Why?
I don't even think motherfuckers be knowing motherfuckers. If I'll be honest, no disrespect, I know you and Tiger got the project. That was hard. But y'all know each other. I just think motherfuckers just be doing shit.
You know, for sure.
You know, if you know the person got a relationship, yeah, but I don't know, less of that shit.
More or less icing out jewelry.
Less.
Definitely.
I'm from LA. I was never really into it.
Thanks.
Me personally. I get a little watch or something. I had some change though, so I'm capping. I had grills. But I'm really not into it no more, so.
I like gold.
Yeah, yeah. I like to go.
I do yellow gold.
Like, yeah.
It look good on your skin. It looks good on black skin.
It's classic, like G shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
More or less rap beefs.
Rap beefs?
Yep, rap beefs.
Motherfuckers get hurt from rap beefs. So I say less.
I agree with you. I feel like if it can stay bars, I'm cool with it. If it got I don't like that shit.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you diss the wrong person. Yeah. Maybe go up and the way you diss him. And it's the way you diss him, too. You know what I mean? A motherfucker just diss you on some rap shit, you trash, or you this, that. Then it's different. But you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker take it there on you and, you know, disrespect in a different
way. It's a line you can't cross. Yeah.
It may get ugly.
YG, you want more or less rap beef?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm with the smoke. But like you said, people do be getting hurt. So it's like you gotta tread lightly, you know what I'm saying? But like the rap shit, this rap shit, I think it's good for the rap culture and the, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm for
the
that.
Rap beef shit that's really like bar for bar.
I'm better than you type shit.
Yeah, type shit. That shit right there, that's like, all right, nigga, that shit be fun. It be spicing the shit up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, all right, bet.
Niggas make music.
Yeah, but then the other beefs, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas be getting hurt and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we don't promote violence. Yeah. But,
our next question is more or less on publicizing relationships.
Oh, less. What?
You think it's corny when you're on the ground with your girl?
Super. Insecure. I think it's super insecure. I think it's, actually, no security when you have to do it.
Yeah,
you know, love is love, homie, and that's what's the purpose of it. Like, what is that? Like, y'all don't got nothing to yourself. Like, you share everything. It's like, shit, fuck it. Show the baby, share the baby coming out the pussy too.
Fucking,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
show the head, the crown of the head, right at the pussy too.
Show us the pussy lips too.
Yeah.
That's why you at it.
It's like, damn, like, where do you draw the line where something's for you? It's like, don't film my fucking wedding and all that shit and put it on.
Don't put that shit on there. I need some private memories for me and my family.
Yeah, like, something has to belong.
I think you
can
put some and then.
Like, I get it. Yeah, that's what you're doing if you're in that space. You know, especially if you're in that space. So, say if you like a couple that's like on the internet. Then
I understand that.
But, like, people that come in that's already had relationships. For mad long, and like, what's the purpose of like, you know?
Doing that shit.
I think it's just like, I don't know. People that I don't know. People don't do that like normal. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like some attention seeking shit.
I think that's fine. Hey, that was fun. I like y'all answers. I like y'all response. Shout out to Prize Picks, of course.
Yeah.
That was playing more or less.
Damn, I said less to everything.
You damn, you definitely, I sound like a hater. Anything. Have you ever used like honey packs?
Honey packs?
Yeah.
Nah, but my boy Jizzle.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and grab you one. Go ahead and grab you one. You definitely gonna be calling me for more. It's all good.
Honey pack. All right, I'm gonna see what's up.
Cherry bomb special right there. We don't do honey packs no more. This shit of bullshit and all that. You know what I'm saying? That's the new shit right there. That's the way, you know?
Yeah, may work quickly.
Yeah, they work dog. Quickly.
You know what I'm 45 saying? Minutes is believed to increase pleasure and performance. Jeez.
It's all natural too. It's all herbal. It's 100%. Yeah, it's vegan. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I know you be on your health shit, right?
Yeah, on God.
Yeah.
Do you want more kids?
Hell yeah.
How many more kids? Yeah.
Take like two more packs of them.
How many, you want a son?
Yeah, that would be dope.
That'd yeah, I want two sons and shit. I got my two daughters. I need my two sons. And then I'm good.
Yeah, I want five kids.
I feel that 50s. But,
yeah.
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 But I don't know. I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't know if I can pull that off though. I also don't want to be that 60-year-old dad.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah, that's
60-year-old dad. I'm gonna be crazy youthful at 60.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always in the gym, but I don't want to be that 60-year-old dad.
Yeah, I don't want to be that easy. Like 60 years old with a 5-year-old kid.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God,
you don't even gotta like. I mean. Like niggas gonna fuck and all that, but you know you could go hit the doctor and like really pay them to go put it together and like.
So you gonna put the cheat code in?
Yeah, you could do that now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh right, yeah,
up, yeah. Left, right, up, down, triangle, man. No, take my nut, put it in the thing.
Yeah,
put my nut in the machine. Yeah,
the IUIs. You feel me? They doing the IUIs now. They taking the, you know what I'm saying, the nut
putting
and putting
what
it.
What's it called?
And then you can pick the boy, the girl. Like you can pick the eye color, the height, all type of crazy.
Well, they get tricky. Man, oh, they tricky.
I'm not doing all that.
I ain't going that far.
I'll pick the
motherfucker.
I'm gonna pick the gender though.
I'm scared of that shit.
Why?
Cause
that shit sound like some laboratory.
That shit sound like. Man,
that's freaky.
That shit sound like, bro.
Is it like
I don't
want to
offend nobody?
Shit?
Oh God, that shit. I was
thinking that too.
Like
I was thinking
God
that too.
God give you a blessing and you saying,
"What?
Let me remix
nah,
it."
Nah, I want this.
Nah, but
like what?
On me, I was
that's
thinking about
crazy.
That. No, but listen, because I was thinking like that too, right? But then I was like doing the like research. You know what I'm saying? I'm asking the doctor and said like the process on like. When we fucking and we doing our shit and we doing a thing and what determines if, you know what I'm saying, it's a boy or a girl type shit. They like, it's all type of different shit. Like the girl, she could be producing girl type sperm eggs or something the time that y'all having sex. You could be doing the same shit.
Yeah.
So it's really like a timing thing. Like it's not really like,
yeah.
They was basically breaking it down and like telling me like for me, so I thought like I'm like, oh, that don't sound like no God shit. Like
that
don't sound like no God wanted you to have that.
Yeah.
That's why it happened. It's like, nah.
That's
the timing of this is why it happened.
Yeah. You don't ain't no position that pick it or nothing. You just
yeah, like
just
like I don't know. So I was just like, nah, I feel different about that now. But
I said, bro,
I'm doing that.
Holding the dick pill.
I'm doing that to have my sons and shit.
Oh, you gonna pick
I'm
him out?
Yeah, I'm
picking him
out.
The litter?
Yeah, I'm picking him out.
Well,
yeah.
Shit.
Because you just know you gonna be girls.
Yeah, because I can't. I'm not trusting nothing else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got two girls already. I gotta have my sons. And shit, I'm trying to be at basketball practice and shit like that, like football.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Shit, you like the other shit, but now it's like, shit, I know how to do
like
shit.
I'm at tennis practice and shit, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But I still need that though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a nigga.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I feel you.
I can't wait.
I think I'm going to have a boy soon though. I'm going to have a boy soon.
Yeah, me too, for sure. For sure.
I think you two motherfuckers should never be in a room again talking. I'm just kidding. This was a great conversation. This was a great conversation, man. I appreciate you, crewmate Q, for coming and sitting on the red couch. Do you have anything you want to tell your fans?
Hey, man, go get the honey, the YG Cherry Blossom. Oh, honey, Cherry Blossom.
Yeah.
My boy gave me a 2-pack. I've been celibate. I ain't been having no sex.
In the tour?
You said what?
The tour. Tell them about the tour.
A tour? Oh, man. I might do a few shows. I'm thinking about doing shows on the weekends. I haven't even announced a tour yet. Touring is like, I want a tour, but I really don't.
Yeah, for real?
I want to like do like more so weekends type things. I don't want to be on the bus. Like I said, a lot of lost time with neglecting and shit. So I don't want to be on the road for like 2 years or a year and a half and doing a bunch of dates. So I want to do something like on the weekends. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do it. Weekends only and like a bunch of like intimate shows and just do a bunch of them. You know what I'm saying? That way I can like be in New York for or wherever I go for a month. I'm only performing in New York in a month doing small venues, and this one could be maybe live band. This one could be DJ only. Just make it a theme thing.
Yeah, that's far.
I'm thinking about doing it like that. I remember Prince doing some shit where he was just going up to a bunch of smaller venues, and he was just like doing a bunch of the motherfuckers. Yeah. It would add up to the big shit. Like even when I do LA, I'm not going to like go to the Forum again, like just do a bunch of small ones. I just want to have fun with it and like connect again. Because I've been gone for a long time. I feel like it's a little disconnect. And I want to just connect again and be with the fans and kick it. Because I did a listening party where it was just 200 people in that motherfucker. And I'm like, bro, this is it. This is it. And I told Keem and Moose, and I'm like, bro, that's it right there. I'm like, I want that. They're like, all right, we got with the money, you know. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, bro. I want that. Like, make it work. However many shows we got to do to add up to the number I would be doing, shit, do that many shows. And we just do, the same shit.
Same shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect that, man.
Pick a smaller venue so we can do a bunch of them and I can go home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, Schoolboy, I appreciate you for coming through.
Hell yeah.
It's been another great episode. Bro.
Yeah.
We turned up in this bitch. Thank y'all for watching.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean?
Podcast.
You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah, that was all. 400.